on Akita.
I know who killed your parents. They're called Division, a Black Ops program that has now gone rogue.
If I was on the inside, I could get revenge for my family.
We have to stop Division, and to do that, we need to find the black boxes.
They contain evidence of every job Division has ever done. Operation Sparrow is codename for a move by Division against the government.
The box is a Trojan horse. What's really inside?
A nasty surprise designed to shake up the intelligence community.
Did you kill my father? I want to hear you say it!
What happened? I lost video.
Nikita is dead. The girl shot her.
She's what?
3-round center mass.
9mm hollow point. 0 penetration due to Kevlar lining.
Well, then how is she dead?
Vital signs are nil. At least 3 ribs cracked, possible internal bleeding due to blunt force trauma. Cause of death most likely hemorrhagic shock.
Yeah, that or a broken heart.
Shock is more likely.
No cardiac arrest may have been a factor.
Thank you, Ron.
Shall I proceed with the girl?
No. Have your men bring her back to Division.
You stay, put on the finishing touches, and clean Nikita. Unexpected.
Indeed.
Try not to get too sentimental. So, Alex is being brought back here. Let's keep her status quiet until I get back. Maybe hope for little Miss Udinov after all. My training doesn't have to go to waste.
Where are you going?
Oversight. Off to see the wizards. Gonna brief them on Operation Sparrow.
Before it's too late?
Oh, it's already too late.
You.
Ditto.
What does Percy want you to tell me now?
I just came to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Was it worth it?
What do you care?
I just find it semi-disturbing that the one person I was supposed to be able to trust in here was lying to my face.
Trust?
Yeah! Trust, you know, we're supposed to be friends.
Yeah. I know you set me up, Berghoff. Percy told you to bait me so I could fall into his trap. When you asked me what Operation Sparrow was, you already knew.
No, I didn't.
You were dropping breadcrumbs, and I fell for it because I decided to trust you.
I didn't know it was a setup, okay? Yes, Percy told me that you would be coming, and he told me what to say. And then when I asked him why, he made it sound like it was one of his stupid little loyalty tests, okay?
You're stupid, Berghoff. You're just a coward. You know Percy's corrupt. Turn a blind eye to save your own skin. That's your choice. But you have to live with it.
You know what? You even sound like her now.
It's because my eyes are open. Nikita's
no,
right.
No! Nikita is dead! She's dead, Michael. I was listening in over the comm. She... I warned her what would happen if she went up against Percy. You warned her too. Then you went and joined her. Encouraged her. That was your choice.
Percy!
Sorry I'm late. It's a bit windy out there.
Nice suit. That Xenia?
Bespoke. Custom cut, but the fabric's Italian.
Looking sharp yourself, Bruce.
Percy, your name's.
Well, we're not recording this, are we?
I know the rules.
Forgive me, Senator. Admiral. Joint Chief.
I sometimes forget that you all have names and reputations to protect. As opposed to being the man who was never here.
Damn right. Your division was created to be invisible, to operate outside the bounds of government. Get in, get out, leave no evidence of your actions. That was our covenant, which you broke with these little black boxes.
Covenant? Wow. I knew this was a come-to-Jesus meeting, but covenant, that's Old Testament, isn't it?
You call this meeting, Percy. I think it's a bit overdue. The boxes are dangerous.
Only thing on them are missions you ordered.
And jobs you'd done on the side.
The bottom line is there are too many secrets in one place. You've got to get rid of them.
So you can get rid of me?
Why would we do that?
I don't know. Why would you reduce my budget, forcing me to take jobs on the side?
I want to put this errand boy in his place.
I'm done being your errand boy. I want a seat at the table, above ground.
We've talked about this. There are no seats to be had.
See, that's where you're wrong, Bruce. Because in a few short hours, the intelligence community will be experiencing a tectonic shift. Courtesy of an anti-government terrorist known as Nikita. We have identified her as a lone radical, and we've tracked her to a warehouse lair where she's been plotting a rather sophisticated attack against the heads of the CIA. Remember the bombing took place at the conference in Geneva? Well, not only was she there, but she made off with a rare nerve toxin, which she has planted inside the shell of a black box hard drive. Stay calm. This particular box doesn't have anything incriminating on it. It's just a very clever delivery system for the toxin. This Nikita has apparently lured an ambitious young analyst over at Langley into believing that the box contains a plot for a domestic terror operation codenamed Sparrow. And even as we speak, he is unwittingly walking this little Trojan horse into the skiff room on the seventh floor. Once they finish decrypting the hard drive, they'll invite Director Abbott in to take a look. Then when they click on Operation Sparrow, an electric charge will ignite, releasing the nerve gas, killing everyone in the room.
This is insane. There's no terrorist. This is your attack.
Oh, I know. I'm just telling you how the story will be. There'll be no trace back to anyone at this table. We will all be completely protected.
What do you want?
Right now? Appetizer and a cocktail.
Director Abbott, thanks for approving the use of the room.
Fletcher, the only reason you're in this room is because you're gonna cry wolf again. I want to make sure no one else hears it. Still no proof that your so-called division even exists.
This drive is the proof.
Where did you get this?
An agent who's gone rogue from the Vision. She also told me that the plans for an imminent attack on our government are on there.
For what it's worth, sir, I saw the men that killed your men, the ones assigned to protect me. And they would have killed me, too, if that same agent hadn't saved my life.
All right. Go. But as soon as you break the encryption, you find me.
Yes, sir.
Orders have changed. Take her to my office. But first, I had to see her for myself, the person who brought down Nikita. Tell me, did you know you were going to kill her?
The second I walked into her place, I made up my mind to do it.
Even though you knew you were being monitored and that Percy was ready to trigger your kill chip if you deviated from his plan.
Percy told me to make a choice. I did.
Tetrodotoxin. Good luck. And goodbye.
Ron said Nikita died of shock. She didn't see any of it coming. He's preparing to dissolve her body right now. Probably flushing her system as we speak. Just like I saw him do with Jaden.
Muscle relaxant makes them easier to maneuver. It also flushes out any internal toxins through the pores.
It's ironic. Nikita sealed her own fate the day she met you. I don't believe in fate. There's a nerve toxin. It's triggered by an electric charge. If you get this, don't touch the box.
You want to run the CIA? Have you lost your mind?
They're going to need a new boss by the end of the day anyway. These are the three men our fearless leader is most likely to pick for the job. Good. Pick your puppet. Public needs a face it knows and trusts, so...
As long as you call the shots.
Why are you doing this?
I'm the guy you go to get things done who isn't handcuffed to the Constitution. And I realize that the minute I'm no longer deemed necessary, I will be unceremoniously eliminated. So, you ask me what I want... Every other American wants right about now. Job security.
This isn't about job security, it's about money. If you control the CIA, you control its classified budget. $37 billion, your own personal piggy bank.
I'm just looking to protect the American way of life. Yes? Mind repeating that?
I said she's alive.
You have to take this.
We have to do something.
What do you think we can do? We've created a monster and our fingerprints are all over this.
Scrub the warehouse. Yeah, I know where she's headed. This is Percy. You're being activated. A rogue asset, Nikita, is on her way to you now.
Central Intelligence.
There is a bioweapon disguised as a hard drive on your campus. Get from 7th floor.
Identify yourself.
I'm under covert status. I can't identify myself on an open line.
Ma'am, I can't transfer you without an extension.
Ah, you're useless.
What's going on?
Get me inside Langley. I want full access to their security and all networks.
Okay. You sure? It took a long time to crack the company. I start kicking around in there, CIA blue team's gonna shut my own back door in my face. Could be a one-shot deal.
If it's the shot that takes Nikita down, then it's worth doing.
Nikita?
Let's get to work. All of you.
Did Berkov just say what I think he did? How?
Her little protege double-crossed us. Use a paralytic to fake her death. Straight out of our own playbook.
Do you want to kill her yourself, or should I just get it over with?
Okay, we're in. I don't know for how long.
Just do it and get back up here.
First layer cracked. We're getting there.
What happens when we find her?
I have a sleeper agent on the inside. SRU supervisor. Point him which way to go and they'll take her down.
What the hell is she doing at the CIA anyway?
What do you think? She's going to expose Division. All of us.
That's suicide. For her, she was part of this.
She knows that, so she'll make a lot of noise while keeping attention away from herself. Her approach will be low profile and asymmetrical, which is why I want all eyes on every corner of every screen. She will be invisible to the human eye except for yours because you're paying attention.
I got her. I see her.
Where?
Front door.
I need to see someone in intelligence. I understand you guys specialize in that around here.
And your name?
Nikita.
What's going on up there?
Nothing you don't know.
I figured I'd know when my brain popped.
Oh. Percy's a little busy right now, otherwise I'm sure he'd trigger your kill chip himself. Instead, he sent me.
It's too bad. I would have loved to see his face one last time.
Before you go...
Let me guess. You'd like to ask me a few questions.
Actually, just one. Why? Surely there were other ways you could have handled this. You could have... warn Nikita with a note while you're in the lair?
Percy had me bugged. If I had tried to warn her, he would have dropped me where I stood. If I was going out, I was going out my way. Besides, Nikita had to be surprised to sell the act.
But it wasn't all an act, was it? You needed to see the look in her eye when you asked her if she killed your father. You needed to know the truth from her. That's why you didn't warn her.
I didn't warn her because... I'm sorry, that's not polite. Because screw Nikita.
Well, if you feel that way, then why fake her death? Why save her life?
Because screw all of you, too.
How do you know her protocols? And the names you mentioned?
How about this? I tell you everything I know and I'll make you both heroes. All you have to do for me is call up to the skiff room and tell them that your bosses are about to get their faces melted off. Just be a hero and make the call.
Langley PBX system is down. Nobody's calling into that skiff room unless they got a tin can and some string.
I want to isolate the room from any possible sound frequency. Fire alarm, radio signal, security alert. So a nuclear bomb could go off in there and no one would hear it. She's in holding room 113.
Tap me, call me Pappy.
You did it.
A little easier than I thought it would be.
This line's dead.
I'm getting Abbott.
We need to get in there now.
I'm gonna get my supervisor.
There is no time.
SRU, this woman's been classified as a security threat. I'm gonna take her into custody now.
Listen, we're just trying to figure out what's going on here. What did she do?
She's killed two intelligence officers.
Black Arrow. That name came up during the Zifuani investigation.
Thank you, pardon, sir, but the priority should be Sparrow. That's the imminent threat.
If this is real, this is above the kid's pay grade. You can't see this.
I'm giving him clearance. If he brought it home, we should see it through. Let's take a look at Sparrow.
They're in the bubble. Cut off and in the dark.
This is all about Nikita. You reminded me of my best student, and now we know why. You hate me, but it's misdirected. You were the infiltrator. I was just doing my job. I never lied to you, and all you ever did was lie to me.
Sucks to be us.
Why are you still alive, Alexandra?
Because you haven't killed me yet.
How did you survive the night your family died?
Nikita.
Yes, but how did you survive after that, when you were sold on the black market?
Me.
And when you were alone, for 4 years, hiding and homeless?
Me.
Why? Why didn't you die then?
I don't know.
Why are you still alive?
Because I want to live.
Adrenaline. Be glad you can't see this part. Yes. You were clinically deceased for about 25 seconds. I needed to disable your kill chip, and there was no time for surgery. Now the chip thinks you're dead. Which means you're free to go. I'm not gonna hold on to you the way I tried to hold on to Nikita. My advice to you, don't return to her for any reason. You don't need Nikita anymore. You need to make your own choices.
Percy.
Don't worry about Percy. Percy is enough to deal with today. Thank you.
I die, the Guardians upload the boxes. Are you ready for that? Still can't make the hard choices, can you?
That one wasn't too hard. I think I'll keep this. Don't move.
Mikey,
shut up. I want you to decrypt that.
Just listen, man.
I said shut up.
She's alive.
What?
Nikki's alive. She just tanked Percy's whole plan.
Who do you think let you out of your cell?
I did it remotely. I own this place, remember?
Why?
Well, I figure if Nikki can continue to give this hellhole the finger, I could at least cross mine behind my back. And I'm not a coward.
Where is she?
She's trapped inside Langley.
A weapon detonated inside the heart of the CIA. Three agents shot dead within our home. Now people are going to be looking to me for answers, and I will have them.
No, you won't.
Sorry, if I can just...
Shut up and stand there.
By the end of today, you'll have no choice but to put me in a burn bag and spread me over the Potomac. Like any other dirty secret, you can't afford to have on record.
Sir, you are looking at this all wrong. She averted the attack.
You want to help your friend here, you get her to talk.
I have a better idea. We let her go. Just... Listen, Division is real. They are dangerous and they are sanctioned. But by who?
Not this agency.
Exactly. If we're going to find out, we have to do it carefully. And Nikita can help us. I can stay in contact with her and we'll deliver the intel directly to you.
Get him out of here.
Just wait.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
It's worth a try, right? Maybe you can use this to launch a quiet investigation.
It's going to be hard to do from Leavenworth. Or the Supermax prison in Colorado, depends on where I end up.
Ryan, you didn't do anything. This attack was all Division.
I'm not talking about the attack. I'm talking about this. Sorry, sir.
Not as sorry as you're gonna be, Fletcher.
I expect you to break me out of prison as soon as you get the chance.
Count on it.
Paging Special Agent Nikki. Agent Nikki, please proceed to the nearest phone and dial 626.
Michael?
You okay?
Oh, babe. I will be when you get me out of here.
God, get a room.
Is that Berkoff?
Yeah, it's just like old times. Can you get a mobile phone?
Give me a second. So are you, Walkie? It's Q Tango 4, Charlie 731.
Proceed out into the corridor, east of you, and make your way north.
SRU headed your way.
Get rid of them.
Unit 12, we have an intruder spotted in collection strategies. Men's lavatory, please respond.
All right, here's what we're thinking for the exfil.
Talk to me.
I have your escape route. You need to go out with the evidence.
Sub-level 2.
I'm here.
Incinerator room.
What the hell happened?
I lost it. They dumped me.
Michael!
Thank you.
Where the hell are you?
I'm safe. I rode out on a loading bay in a garbage truck. They were still evacuating the building. I just got home.
You're not safe there.
Said the man inside division.
Look, Percy's been neutralized for the moment. He has sedatives in his desk drawer. I'm 10 minutes away.
5 minutes.
5 minutes away from walking out of here with a fully decrypted black box.
What?
It is time to get a good look at the truth.
All of it.
Michael?
I'll explain to you later.
What's your plan?
I'm gonna torch the loft. Meet me at the First America building at 2400 hours.
You mind explaining to me?
Look, for every truth in that box, there's a lie out there in the real world. Innocent people who are being framed for crimes they didn't commit. Corrupt people who are in charge thanks to crimes that no one knows about. That's gotta end.
So you're just gonna go off and play Lone Ranger? Forget about division, man. You're gonna have the whole world hunting you down.
Yeah. I'll try and keep that in mind.
I'm serious, man. Be careful. This box is like a lost ark. It's not of this earth. Truth on there is dangerous.
I don't want any trouble. Should have thought of that before you shot me. I was trying to save your life. If I didn't do something, we'd both be dead. I was compromised, but I'm clear now. I just came by to get my ID packet and then I'm gonna go. Alex, I'm not gonna hurt you. Then drop your gun. Drop yours. Let's talk about what this is really about, or what you think it's about. They told you I killed your father.
You were just following orders, right?
No. Our orders were to kill your entire family. I chose to defy those orders and get you out. It was the first time I ever took a stand against division. I headed towards your bedroom.
Why didn't you just tell me the truth?
It was just never the right time. I didn't know how you would react.
No. You just didn't trust me enough to handle it. So now I can't trust you.
None of this was my plan. And if you hadn't tried to kill yourself right here, right in front of me, I would have never told you about division.
What you told me was that I had something to live for. Revenge. That's where I'm going. To get the man who ordered my father's death. I'm not running.
Who told you all that? Percy? Amanda?
Amanda let me go. She deactivated my kill chip. This war against division is your obsession.
My obsession?
Nikita, look at this place, all of this space, and you still sleep on a division recruit bed. This fight is some sick need of yours. I have my own fight now.
This was never about revenge. When I told you that you had something to live for, I was talking about balance. I was talking about making things right. If you do this, you are going to end up somewhere you don't want to be.
That's my decision. Let me go.
Let me go!
Kill them both!
won't be far behind.
Hi. Forgive the lighting. A bit arch. But necessary. For us.
Who are you? Where am I?
You are in a very unique and precarious position. If you help us, the precarious part of the equation may be negotiated.
I don't know anything.
Well, sure you do. You know Nikita.
As of right now, she is the number one threat to national security. She's in possession of our most volatile secrets. And she has a bone to pick with the government. We're concerned that she may release them.
She won't. She's probably going to try to fix them.
You know her better than anyone. You could help us stop her.
No. I don't care what Nikita does. And I will never help Division, whoever the hell you people are.
And what if Division, as you know it, were to change? I warned you not to go back to Nikita. You knew Percy had the location compromised. I wish you would have listened. You were finally free.
You told me to make my own choices.
And they have brought you back here. Why did you seek her help?
I didn't. I was just gathering resources. I have my own target now.
Sergei Samek. The man who runs Zetrov. The legacy your father intended for you.
The man who ordered your family's death.
This might be hard for you to believe, Alexandra. But our goals are not so far apart as they may seem. And we have all the resources you would ever need.
Talk to me.
Do you think things ever reach a point that it's so bad that you can't come back from?
Brought me back.
You were never that far away. This box is gonna get us into trouble, you know.
Someone has to undo what's been done.
What we've done.
Stop thinking about the past, talking about the future.
I know. Future is what I'm worried about.